Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья.
Hello, dear friends. Today we are at our Sunday webinar. We're happy to see you. We have a little bit of a different format. As you see, we're in our study hall. As we're starting, we're getting ready to our biggest event of the year, the big congress. We have friends, we have come here from all over the world, and we decided to do it here so they can participate. We also have many people participating from all of our centers across the globe. It's possible even that after the webinar, other people will decide to come. It's not too late to make that decision and connect to this great event, the Congress. And in the meantime, we're going to continue our webinar, our traditional webinar, but we're going to do it in preparation for the Congress, and we expect that it's going to be extra special. So we await your participation. We invite everyone to participate, and let's begin. So hello, Dr. Michael Lightman. Rav. Yes, the topic is how the soul grows. Of course, it grows from zero, just as in our world, the embryo grows from a seed, a drop of seed, and the same way the human soul grows as well. The embryo repeats the same actions, the same levels of development as the soul. So, when it gets to the right place, this embryo, this seed, this rishimo, the spiritual potential that's there, it begins to develop in the world of Atzilut. And it keeps developing, continues developing. Of course, a person doesn't know how his soul develops. He begins to feel it after he's gone through this stage of being born. And then from there, developing outside of the womb. And while he's sensing the upper world. Where is this taken? One of the articles of how the soul grows. Tagin nikudot, tagin nitiot. So it is written, he who wants to find a life, I need to focus on this seed. Every person has a point in the heart because we are people. It doesn't matter who they are, where they come from. Each and every one of us has this informational gene about his location, his state in the general soul of Adam. And that is why this information gene is called point in the heart. But when it doesn't shine to him, it's like a black point. A person does not feel at all that he's part of anything. And if he does begin to feel it, then this is already a movement, forward movement. He's already given certain foundations of what he's missing. And by developing his aspiration, he can advance. That's why every person has a point in the heart. But when it doesn't shine, it's like a black point. Because the black point, because this point is the embryo of a soul, and it pertains to the bestowing desire. And until a person has developed this bestowing desire within, he still exists in the state when he feels this aspiration of his as a black point. This is how we begin our spiritual path in this world. We feel that we are misunderstood, we are cornered by all these different circumstances, nothing draws us, nothing pushes us. This is what point. It pushes us, but we feel that we're being pushed by suffering and not drawn by the light from ahead of us. However, for now, it's like Shekhinah in the dust. The Creator wrapped in some kind of black, unattractive cover. For a person does not value at all this point in the heart. The person doesn't see anything here, anything good. On the contrary, his life seems to him like it's pointless, there's nothing to it. And this is how he's pushed forward. From this emptiness and nothingness. He wants to find meaning of life, but nothing shines for him. So this development inside the womb, it begins in exactly this way. But from then on, some very interesting things, events start to happen. If a person does not neglect this point, even if it's black, dark, there is no light in it, there is no fulfillment, no pleasure in it, but still, it speaks of something higher than this world. And the person doesn't leave it. He feels that it's better to be in this state of confusion and depression. Still, this state is better than the state of our world. And he thus allocates time to his spiritual development. The black point begins to gradually, bit by bit, reveal all sorts of movements in him, in this direction or that. He aspires towards spirituality. Then he falls back. He tries to approach it from a scientific point of view or from a mystical one. In a word, he does everything possible that Baal Salam advises him to do. Baal Salam and Rabash, he reads a lot, he studies a lot, but still the movements are very, very slow. There are practically no changes. There is a process of inner accumulation of information, of sensations, unknown, unfamiliar ones. It's like we're dealing with a seed that enters the womb and begins developing in it. Similarly, you have all sorts of actions that are hidden from us, that take place, that only manifest later, at a later time. The same applies to us. The problem is, however, is that man's spiritual development can take many years. Many years. And in the end, when this enlightenment, this sensation comes to him, the attainment, it's not yet his spiritual birth. That is still a certain stage. And he feels that something is happening, but he doesn't know what it is. So the next state that he experiences is he is split into separate parts, the so-called tanta. the structure of the soul consists of four parts. Either we say Chokhmah Bina Zarampin Tiferet and Malchut, or we say Tegid Ninot Tegimatiot. Doesn't matter what we call it. The important part is that these four stages, when we go through them, they're the four stages of direct light that build us, that are built in us by Pina Aleph, Pina Dalet, when desire appears from the light, from the Creator's quality, the quality of the creature arises. The desire to receive stems from the desire to bestow. In the same way, along these four stages, at each point, at each stretch, at each change, these four lettered changes take place. They're called Mim, Nikudot, Tagim, Netiot. And these four stages, they are applied to every single desire and to all the desires that connect together and that combine together into one spiritual kli desire. The law is simple. The dissemination of the desire along these four stages and the building of it, the formation of it. So we can see the same thing happening in our world, in the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human levels of nature, or the four stages in inanimate nature, four in vegetative, four in animate, and so forth. Each stage in itself is divided into four. Therefore, when we develop, we go through these four stages of our desire as well, and that gradually come together and start to build itself with this internal division. And just as we see in a human embryo, the same thing applies to us. I don't see any questions yet. We already have. Victor from Novosibirsk asks, at what point is the dispersion of the light undergoing inversion and create this new quality? What does this state? How does it work? The opposite quality appears when a person can absorb within the light and become like the light, similar to the light, to ask and demand of the light a quality of resistance and love, bestowal. In other words, when the opposite action appears in me, opposite of the Creator, when I feel that I am receiving from Him and He is bestowing, and I find within myself the strength with the right environment to reject the method of reception and to work only on bestowal, then I perform a restriction. After the restriction, I develop within a special quality called the screen when I repulse reception that comes to me from the Creator by desiring to be more like Him and to put myself in the same state as He is. By receiving from Him, I repel Him, His message to me. And here, a new special condition appears between us. I understand that if I repel what the Creator wants to give me, in this, I do a major crime. I commit a crime. because his pleasure is in delighting the creature. And my efforts lead me to not receiving from him. So then it's like I am a guest, and the host is very generous, very kind, and I am rejecting his offerings to me, and in this way I am becoming more distant from him. I can't be with this host and be receiving pleasure and giving him pleasure from fulfilling me, because the Creator wants to give, to bestow. How can I not receive from him when that is his desire? But here there is a new, different action that appears. If I reject his fulfillment, in this I pursue a goal to become equal to him. So in this action, I don't reject his fulfillment, that he wants to fulfill me, to raise me up. No, in this action, I reject only the pleasure from the direct fulfillment. I want to have the pleasure of being similar to him, however. So there is a special difference here. It's very particular. It's not perceived by people, but it is very necessary. It's very subtle, but very essential that we fight to be like the Creator, not in the reception or bestowal. That's not where the key is. So, what does it mean? When I reject the Creator's offer of fulfillment, I begin to build in me a new kind of attitude towards fulfillment with the help of the screen. Then I receive all this great fulfillment from him, but not only I perceive his essence, because I become like him, because I receive it by desiring to be like him, similar to him, just as he wants to give. I receive, but my intention is the same as his. It's to bestow. So it's to fulfill one another. If he bestows with the intention to bestow and to delight me, then I don't receive, so that in this I can become like him and give him delight. I delight him in being close to him. That's the first stage of my action. The second stage of my action, after I've become close to him, to that degree I can begin to receive. And here now I become fully like him. That is the state that we must reach. This is not a simple action at all. It consists of several stages, four steps as usual. We always have these four-step process of development. Therefore, it's very difficult for us to understand it. People cannot conceive it. Even though later it becomes clear, more or less, what the essence of the action is, but to reach such a state, a person could not do it, could not reveal it. How can I reject pleasure, fulfillment, reception, even though it happens in our world where I reject an offering of food, for instance. But in this, I don't become distant from the host, but I actually become closer to him, because I tell the host that I want to be closer to you, not to receive from you, but to be close to you. So let us annul this condition between us that you are giving and I am receiving. How can I become closer to you? To not be a receiver. So when I don't receive, I am closer to you. And then after I become closer to you, now I can start receiving. And then reception will work towards bringing us closer together, dvikut, adhesion, through adhesion. That's what we're building between us. So these four stages, they are very difficult to conceive by people until they turn to actions, until this action happens over them. It's not clear. That's how nature is built. This four-step launch process of a person towards the Creator. Question, where does a person find the strength for intention to have the strength to reject this the offering, so as to not receive what's offered? Rav, also from the Creator. But the important part here is that it's necessary to be in the group, because the truth is we don't have such a force, such power inside of us. We cannot not receive. That's all that we're made with, the desire to receive. So what do?
We начинаем осознавать, что у нас нет сил.
Here is when we come to the realization that we don't have any strength to deal with ourselves, and we start believing Kabbalists who say that if you truly want to reach the quality of bestowal, you don't have any choice but to enter such a group that deals with mastering the quality of bestowal. Because only through the group, by annulling yourself before the group, you can begin to perceive this quality from the Creator. So look at all of the conditions that are here. There aren't that many of them, but it's very difficult to combine them, to put them together in our egoistic mind. You need to be in a group. I need to annul myself before the friends. I need to not receive from the Creator so that precisely because of this, I'll later be able to receive everything that He has prepared for me. There are all sorts of seemingly contradictory actions. And it's very difficult for a person to take all this in, to imagine it, because at the same time, it's not like he's sitting and studying like some machine. All these actions are happening in him, and he's constantly changing. And as he's going through them, each time he experiences them differently. And as he experiences them differently, he doesn't realize how it all happens. It seems that the science is so simple on the one hand. All you really have is fulfillment and pleasure. So how do you correctly work to put them together so that it's complemented, but he's incapable of doing it. It doesn't work. You have all sorts of auxiliary mechanisms that exist as a result to help the group and the surrounding light. Or Makif. Hello, Rav. That's precisely one of these contradictory states that I want to ask about, that I feel. I am invited over. I'm a guest. I'm going to meet the host and sit at a table with him. How do I then tell him that I'm not going to receive his offerings? What do I do from then? I can't seem to make sense of it. Rav, that is a problem indeed, but you come to the state when you come to a state when you cannot take what is offered. You just can't. You have a sensation of shame that is developed. And it's not what we know of shame. It's this great, great sensation that you cannot overcome. It just binds you. It immobilizes you. It prevents you from receiving anything from the host. So then the host probably finds what the right words to neutralize this shame. What do I do with the shame? Rough. We're going to study what happens with the shame afterwards. Rough. But it's precisely the shame that develops us. If we have a few thousand people who came to the Congress, we're here at the Congress in the desert, what do? That's exactly what we're going to study at the Congress. How do we connect, unite together so that all of our desires unite, merge into one, to create this one desire in such a way, all of our desire towards the Creator, for us to want to bestow to Him. When we desire to bestow to Him, we'll create the circumstances for the reception of the upper light.
I get stuck with this problem and I don't know what to do. There's a desire. Desire to receive. And from the Creator, there's a desire to bestow.
Но если мы будем получать согласно нашему желанию,
but if we receive in accordance with our desire and in accordance with the Creator's desire to bestow, then we'll be completely disconnected from Him. Actually, between us
будет находиться.
How should we put it?
Экран. Мы не сможем.
The screen.
Мы не сможем.
We won't be able, we won't be capable of filling ourselves. Filling can come not from what the Creator wants to give us, but filling can come if we are filled with the attribute of the Creator. The Creator created our will to receive. This is a very small desire. Very small. And the upper light that is supposed to fill this desire is very small. But when we want to be similar to the Creator, we expand this desire to receive to the size of the Creator. It's like there's a crumb in front of the sun. The crumb wants to receive into itself all the sun. That's what we're like.
So
the whole problem is that our desire becomes eternal. But if I'm a creature, how can I make it eternal? So for this, I need to connect with others. So if I, from this desire of mine, create another and another and another and many more desires like this, and we connect them between us, then according to the strength, we can connect them, and they will be equal in their power to the Creator's will to bestow. And this is how I can receive light from Him. Meaning the light goes into us only on the condition when there are two different desires and they are in touch between them. Only then will the light be able. Here's one desire and another. How many will there be in the convention? 1,500. So 1,500 desires like this. If we connect between us, if we connect these desires, then there will be all kinds of connections between them, despite and against the ego of each and every one of us, because inside that we each have an ego. And here, the opposite, the attribute of connection, then these possibilities will be formed to be filled, because there will be pluses and minuses, and they will be capable of being filled. Only then will we have the ability to receive in us all this light of the Creator. This is what we intend to do by going down to the desert. Question. What you drew between the circles, the attribute of connection, what is that? The attribute of connection is that despite the ego of each one of us, we try to connect above the ego. You're an egoist and I'm an egoist. But we try to depress our ego. We depress our ego. And above it, we direct ourselves to connection between us. So our direction to the connection between us is our spiritual vessel. Meaning what we receive above our ego. This is called faith above reason. Meaning only in this way can we receive the upper light. It can't go into the desire itself. Only in our intention to connect it goes in.
Вы сказали, присоединяя желание, то есть вот это эго.
Question. You said that we connect desire. Is it a desire for spirituality or any desire? It's only for spirituality. The other desires don't interest us. Any of us can be different, completely different than the other. Who cares? You have all kinds of yearnings in life to become a musician or shoemaker, whatever. What's interesting is how you relate to the Creator, this intention, this desire of yours that you want to get closer with Him. All your other desires don't touch me. They're earthly. Therefore, they're not interesting at all. Meaning, at the end of the day, I don't care what you do, your family, work, your hobbies, I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in one thing, your yearning for the Creator and my yearning for the Creator. If we connect them, then we'll become stronger. We'll be able to get closer to receive from the upper light. So it turns out that in this chain, if someone won't have a desire to reveal the Creator, it can influence the whole system. No, it can influence to that extent. Of course, there will be like that that won't even know what they're doing there. Suddenly they'll find themselves with us in the desert, of course. But they don't influence. Because here, the connection is according to their desire. And if they don't have a genuine desire for this, they don't connect. They exist in their earthly form, but in spirituality, they're not with us. Question. So the power of desire depends on the big ego or the opposite? How do they arrange themselves together? Rav, nothing swallows anything else or someone else. All the desires are completely different. They're not similar in any way or equal in any way. The only thing that they're capable of doing is connecting. Thank you. Yes? Question. At the same second that you felt the Creator, are you in connection, etc.? How can I maintain this? What do I need to do? What do I need to think? I don't feel myself. I feel the collective. How do I remain in that state? Rav, when you want to feel the Creator? No. When I already have this feeling. Rav, we'll learn about this. Don't worry, not today. You're worried about what you'll do when you grab the light?
Almata.
Question. Hello, Rav. My question is, why precisely the point in the heart? What are we connected to the Creator's body, or in our corrected state we must become a body, His body? Why is the point in the heart and not in the head? Rav, don't jump up. And why are the only one asking questions each time? Allow others to ask. The point in the heart is called this desire because the heart is the general desire. And the desire that's directed precisely to the Creator is called the point in the heart. That's it. Almata, continue. Someone else? Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, if I stop receiving from the Creator, will He stop giving me? I didn't get it. If you stop asking, then the Creator will stop giving. He'll start in all kinds of alternative ways to encourage you to want. Hello, good evening. From the Chelyabinsk group, a question from our friend Alexander. Every day we have new feelings, and the attainment that I had yesterday becomes the knowledge of today. How do we reach the next stage to something new that I can work with before the Creator starts pushing me toward it? Rav, only through the connection with the friends. Only through the connection with the friends you can develop a new vessel, a new desire, and the connection of your desires. And this is how you can advance. You're not capable of advancing, not through knowledge. No, because this knowledge, if you just learn it from a book, it has no value. It won't actually give you anything. You definitely need to act only for the sake of the connection between you. And then the Creator, in the connections between you, He'll influence there. And therefore, from the connection with the friends, you'll reach connection with the Creator. You'll start to discover Him. And if you just study by yourself, you won't attain anything. Unfortunately, this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us. It says in thousands of sources. Sochi. Good afternoon. Yula from Sochi is asking, a person in this incarnation discovered his point in the heart and started to develop his soul, and then the body died. In the next incarnation, he doesn't remember anything, and he needs to go through a process of revealing the point in the heart, or what? No. No one starts from zero. Even more, our biological body just escorts us so that we'll go into the spiritual world, so that we'll be able to be independent in attainment of the spiritual world. But the body doesn't give us anything. You can be healthy and gorgeous, an athlete. You can be old and totally crumpled. You can be a man, a woman. The main thing is that you have a point in the heart. When you connect your points in the heart with others, you can then create a vessel, a common vessel. This is how it works.
Здравствуйте, всем большой привет вам, Михаил. У меня вот такой вопрос, я первокурсник.
Hello everyone. I have a question. I'm a first semester student. When I depress my ego, this work brings us closer to the Creator? Or does this? It's always a question that when I need to work with my ego, I need to rise above the ego. I can answer, I can tell you, you don't need to fight with your ego at all. If you fight with your ego, first of all, it will be you. And second of all, when you break it, you receive twice as much ego in you. So it's better not to do that. Only the upper light can work with the ego. That light that designed the ego, not I, the ego is above me. The ego is the attribute of nature that the Creator created. So in your opinion, I'm capable of working and resisting or doing something with that attribute? No, I can't. Try. And you'll see how weak you are, that you don't understand anything. You don't know how to do anything. Nothing will work. The only thing you need to do is one thing. With the help of the friends, with the group, to attract upper light. And it knows what to do with the ego, because it's the upper light created this ego. It created it. So it must work with it. This is all together our efforts. This is the effort we receive for. We're finished with questions. Sophia has a question. Hello, Rev. On the one hand, we need to cancel our ego. On the other hand, they say, don't destroy the ego, it's growing, it remains. How do I understand this? The issue is that we don't neutralize the ego. We neutralize the use for the sake of receiving. Our desires for the sake of receiving are egoistic desires. The desires for wanting to bestow are called altruistic. We want to transfer our intentions from our good to the Creator's good. That's it. So don't worry. We're not destroying anything. Nothing's disappearing. Just the opposite. Just understand that the ego was created on purpose from above to be a minus against the plus. Therefore, the minus and plus, when they work together, between them we can receive work, energy, a productive effort. Armata?
Здравствуйте.
Hello.
We hear you. Hello, I'm following you for a long time on YouTube, on the internet. Can you hear? So I'm very grateful for the ability to meet you. I've been dreaming about this for a long time. And your question? So one second. Last time you said that in Alma-Ata, we froze and something happened. We had an electrical break. We meet once a week and everything's fine. But we also connect in tens. Is it possible to connect this throughout the week so that our development will be faster, maybe? Because I'm missing that we're missing it, the connection. We're only meeting once a week. Dear lady, I'm very happy to hear that you're ready to meet more than once a week. So gather.
Linki.
You need to send them these links from the archive that suit them for gradual study, so they'll study. So they'll have it in front of them, like 20 links, so they'll deal with it. So you'll have a list of internet links from our archive. You'll be able to see everything there, lectures, lessons. Use the archive. You won't believe what's there.
Vlad, Kiev.
Vlad in Kiev. What's with you?
Не слышно.
Не слышно.
We can't hear.
Раз.
Да.
Слышно меня?
Да.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы говорили про четыре стадии формирования.
Dear Raf, you talked about the four degrees of the desire being formed. You said even the smallest degree, the smallest desire are defined according to those four levels. And when we do our work from above to below, when I connect from below to above, when I connect with the friends to please the Creator, how do we differentiate between those four degrees from down upward? Well, from down upward, it's harder. The issue is
it
can only be understood by learning about the returning light, because the light comes from above. And from downward up, there's only returning light. If from above there's Keter, Bina, Zoran Pin Malchut, a direct light that's stressed on it, Bina Chochma, Malchut, of returning light. And this is how they complete one another.
Vlad? Normalna?
Okay, Vlad?
Опять что-то.
Зеленый свет в соединении с товарищами. Можно сказать, что мы стремимся к
the connection with the friends, can we reach a point where we aspire for the Keter from below, from the Tzimtzum, and when we connect with the friends precisely, then we go through all these phases, Zeranpin, Chochma, Keter.
Rav,
of course, it's this way, but we're not capable of dividing the work. We're not capable of understanding where we exist. It's like a child. How does he know what state he's in? He knows there's grade 1, 2, 3 in school, but he can't grasp this whole path, what's happening. The same with us. Only after we go through a certain phase, let's say acquiring nefesh, the level of nefesh, ruach, then we start to understand what we went through, and possibly also in relation to that, what the future holds for us. But it's not simple. It's always after we go through a stage, we're able to talk about it.
Бишкек.
Не до конца понятно, что такое высший свет, а что окружающий свет?
Question: It's not really clear. What's the upper light, the surrounding light, are these different things? The upper light is the attribute of bestowal, the attribute of love that comes from the Creator. It's the attribute that builds the desire, meaning the creature fills it, changes it, does all the actions on it to bring this desire to equivalence to the attribute of the soul itself, so that the desire of the creature will be equivalent to the light or the creator. Thank you.
Oh, Yoshka Rola. No, есть вопросы? Нет, только привет.
Rola, are there questions? Only hello.
Вопрос Эдуарда из Омска.
Да.
Каким образом группа абсолютно физически?
Question from Edward. How does a corporal group influence on something spiritual? A group is not corporal. It's not physical. Not at all. A group is a connection, connection between people. And the connection in itself is spiritual if it's built on the attribute of bestowal. Then it's not that the Creator will be revealed between them, that it's not corporeal. Their yearning and their connections are not corporeal. So it's a shame to say like that. Say you came and you're in a convention or there in all your groups or here with us. We gather to perform a spiritual act. We try to be an equivalence of form with the Creator in the attribute of bestowal between us. And then between us we'll feel this attribute of the Creator. We will reveal this attribute between us. The idea is really simple in the big picture, especially since we already understand and know how it should be. We can do all this, and I hope that we'll reach it. I don't know how successful we'll be doing it in the desert, but in the big Congress, when women will also be there, four times as much as men, apparently, then we'll be able to do it.
Наталья Десятникова в YouTube смотрит нас и спрашивает.
Наталья from YouTube asks, is it possible to call the connection between us that it's actually a feeling of the desire? No, it's not the ability to feel the desire of others. I don't want to feel anyone. I just want to discover the Creator and my connection with Him and His filling. And His filling of me. Do you have another question? Yes. How to feel that the soul is growing and developing? Can a person feel it?
Rav,
a person from a certain degree, from a certain phase, can feel that his soul is developing, that it's demanding certain acts. He sometimes, in a blind way, carries out all kinds of actions. He initiates, or nature comes into him and demands these acts, or the Creator wants a person to do this. Sometimes a person does something and then he understands that he was forced to do these things. To make a long story short, there's a lot of relationships between the person and the Creator.
Пловдив.
We also have a question from Plovdiv.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Это слово путает меня. Скажите, пожалуйста,
this word Боре is very confusing. Can you explain to me what Боре is? Is it some old guy or is it something else?
А почему он должен быть пожилым?
Why does he have to be old?
Молодой, красивый.
Maybe it's some young, gorgeous guy.
Значит, давай договоримся. Давай с тобой договоримся так.
Let's conclude between us.
В природе существует сила, сила.
In nature there is a force. An upper force.
Которая включает в себя
the most upper one that includes in it all of nature, all the forces, everything that's happening beneath it. The upper, most upper force is called the Creator. It has no relation to our world, to our bodies, to our form. It's a force, like you're able to imagine to yourself the force of electricity or magnets, any force. It's a field. It's a field that includes in it everything. So this field is called the Creator because He creates. That's his act, creating. He acts, he creates, he does. That's why he's called like that. So this field we need to reveal. We need to reveal it simply. We are in it, but we don't feel its influence on us. So I need to change myself in a certain way to reach the feeling of this field, that it's here, everywhere. How can I change myself in such a way that I'll reach this feeling? This is why they say that if you create a group, and in this group you will get closer and further apart from the friends, then through these acts of getting closer or further away from the friends, you'll start to feel getting closer or further away from this field. It's very similar to some movement of an electric magnet in an electric field. This is the whole principle. So I need the group so that with its help I will reveal the field of the Creator. Николаев.
Добрый день, учитель. Рост души,
the development of the soul and the changes that come under the influence of the light. This is something very internal. It's hard to describe. How do these changes, how are they expressed in our corporeal world? What happens with the person? Does he become more harmonious? Better connections between us are revealed. Rav, I wouldn't say that good connections are revealed, but everything that happens in our world happens under the influence of this field. So this field is always in its intensiveness and stress, it's developing. It's growing in its intensiveness. The acceleration of the intensiveness of this field is felt as the Creator getting closer to us. And the Creator getting closer to us is unpleasant. It's very unpleasant because the Creator is the attribute of bestowal of love. And we are still uncorrected egoists. We feel this closeness as a negative thing. This is similar to a teacher getting closer, a parent coming closer and demanding of us to be more mature, more serious, etc. We don't want it. And now we see it in all the development of humanity, the approachment of the Creator toward humanity is what's defining this whole crisis. It's not good approachment. Why isn't it good? Because we're not changing to become similar to the Creator. If we would become similar to Him, we would feel this approachment as His revelation, not revelation of darkness.
But revelation of suffering and problems, but rather revelations of the light. It all depends on us. If we manage to elevate ourselves spiritually, then we feel the approaching of the Creator as pleasant, as good. And if we don't elevate ourselves spiritually, then the approaching of the Creator, we feel it as bad. So it depends not on the Creator. We constantly want to get closer, and He is getting closer to us gradually. But we feel it as a drop, continuous drop, decline of humanity. Hello, Av. I came to the group not long ago. Is there a difference between the work of men and women? And if there is a difference, what is it? Rav, I had a very long talk today with the Italy group, and that question came up there as well about the differences between men's work and women's work. It's a very veteran group. I've been there many times. And each time problems arise, women want to do men's work, and men don't want to do any work. So here there's a problem. There's a difference between men's work and women's work. Right now I can't explain it. Go into the archive and just browse it. There is tons of material there. And if you don't know how to find these materials, then speak to Boris Belotokhovsky and he will gladly help you. Yes. Boris, we ran out of time. I know that immediately after the webinar there will be another lesson. Will there be a translation? There will be a translation. And now we'll part, and maybe a few words about the upcoming Congress. Okay, the advice I have for those who are not coming here: get food, drink, coffee, tea, whatever you need. Lock yourself up in some hidden place and be with us. Next Saturday, this coming Saturday, Friday, and Saturday, this coming weekend, we will broadcast from the desert. There it will be only us in the big tent, we and the camels. That's one. Number two. 2 days after, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not this week, but next week, we will have the big convention together with the women. In the desert, it'll be only the men. So, we're waiting for your participation, physical or virtual. We will be happy if you participate. I highly recommend it. You will be able to get a lot out of it. We're waiting for you. Good luck and goodbye for now. A week after the Congress, we will stay in this formula, and we'll be say goodbye for 2 weeks. Bye.